但是我们教会呢已经在过去的九年当中一直有在参与，每年的暑假有在参与那个有到印第安保留区，所以去参加他们的活动，所以我现在就把时间交给 Chris。I just tell everybody we have been involved in 9 years in the secretary role, and so you were the founder in there, so now I give the time to you.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I don't think I have my mic on yet. Okay. Well, good afternoon.
大家午安。
It's a joy and an honor for my wife and I to be with you today.
我很高兴今天能够跟你们一起在这个地方。
I want to thank the leaders in the church for allowing us to come.
我谢谢我们教会的负责人能够让我能够来到这里。
I also want to thank everyone who has prayed for us.
我也要谢谢所有为我们祷告的人。
And everyone who's come to the reservation to serve.
还有那些来到我们的印第安保留区来这边做过服事的弟兄姐妹。
And it's a joy to be with you this afternoon.
我非常的欢喜今天晚上我能够与你们在这里。
When we were singing a minute ago, I was thinking about in the book of Revelation.
我们刚在唱歌的时候呢，我就想到了启示录这一本书。
Where it talks about one day soon we'll be with Jesus in heaven.
所以他讲到说，很快的我们就会在天堂与耶稣基督一起。
And it says, every tongue, every nation, every tribe will be there.
他提到说，每一个口，每一个国家，每一个人都会在那个地方。
And when you think about all the languages throughout history,
所以我们现在想一想，在历史上有这么多的语言。
It sounds like chaos.
听起来好像很乱的感觉。
To us on earth.
对我们来讲，在地球上，在这世上的这些人。
But in heaven, there'll be perfect unity.
所以在地上，我们觉得语言很乱，但是到了天堂的时候呢，这些所有的语言呢，就会是完全的统一了。
And the Lord will cause all of our languages to blend together.
所以我们不管是说什么样的语言，我们的主会让我们的所有的语言都合在一起。
And I was reminded of that as we sang a little while ago.That even though we're different and we come from different places,
所以就像我就这提醒我是让我想到说之前呢我曾经说过我们都从不同的地方来讲不同的语言。
We're family because we love Jesus.
我们还是一家人，因为我们都爱耶稣基督。
So it's an honor to be with you.
所以对我来说很谢谢我能够来到这里。
When I visit churches, people often ask me questions.
所以我到各个不同教会的时候，很多人都来问我问题。
One of the first questions they ask is, "What are you wearing?"
第一个问题他们问我就是说你穿的是什么
？And this is called a ribbon shirt.
Ribbon shirt. Ribbon shirt. 它这个叫做彩衣。彩衣。
Yeah, and so this is the way a man would dress.To go to a traditional gathering.
这是他们的一个传统的衣服，是他们在聚会的时候穿的。
It's like a suit and tie.
这就跟我们穿西装打领带是一样的道理。
I also have on a medallion.
它因为它上面有一个牌子。
And this shirt and this medallion are really special to me.
那这件这个衣服跟这个他戴的这个项链呢，对他来说是非常的特别的。
Because the people who gave them to me are very special to me.
因为给我这件衣服，给我这个项链的人是一个非常特别的人。
My shirt was given to me by Wendell, who was on the video.
那我的这个衣服呢是 Wendell， 就是你们刚才看到那影片里面那个有一个很年纪很大的一个印第安的一个负责人在那里的一个负责人，刚在影片上有看到是他给的。
And the day he gave me this shirt, he also gave me another special gift.
他把这件衣服给我的时候，他还给了我另外一个礼物。
He gave me an Indian name.
他给了我一个印第安名字。
And I'm actually shy about telling people my Indian name.
其实我觉得很不好意思告诉大家我印第安名字是什么。
Because it's such an honor to me.
因为对我来说，这是一个很大的一个荣耀。
But I want to tell you because you helped me come to a place to receive it.
但是我愿意在这告诉你们，因为你们帮助我到了能够得到这个他给我的这个名字。
My Indian name is Mool Mool.
我的印第安名字是 Mool Mool.
It's like Mool Mool is an underground spring.
那 Mool Mool 呢？它的在印第安的名字意思就是在地下面的泉水。
And Wendell said that he sees Jesus bubbling out of us.
所以他Wendell 就是刚刚电视在影片上面的人，他说他看到耶稣基督就从我们的身上这样涌流出来了。
Like water from an underground spring.
就好像水从地底下的泉水里涌出来一样。
And when he says us, he means me, Mary, and you.
当他说你我们，他指的是Chris, Mary, 还有在其他所有的人。
He said that Jesus flows out of me and my people.
他说，耶稣基督从我们的身上涌流出来，在我跟我的人跟我一起的人身上流出来。
And he means you because you pray for us and you come to help us.
他其实指的也是你们，因为你们为我们祷告，你们也来到我们当中。
One of the reasons I mentioned that is I want to ask you to pray for us that we would live up to that name.
我在这里提到这件事呢，我就是希望说大家能够继续为我们祷告，所以我们能够真正活出这个名字真实的意义。
That many, many people would come and taste the living water.
所以很多的人都因为这原因，所以很多人能够来到我们这里，他们能够尝一尝这个活水的滋味。
As Jesus flows through us.
因为耶稣基督就是透过我们，透过这水流出来。
Another question people often ask.
另外一个问题大家常常问我的是。
Is what is God doing on the reservation?
神到底在这个印第安保留区做了些什么？
And we're excited that we have a church like this.
我们很兴奋的可以告诉大家，我们在那里有个教堂，就像这里一样。
And that was the goal from the very beginning.
那是我们一开始就有的目标，就是要建教堂。
We hoped that God would start a church in this small town where there really was not a healthy church.
我们帮助中间有人他们建了一个在一个小镇里面建了一个教堂，但是那个教会呢，并不是一个很健康的教会。
My wife and children and I moved to White Swan over 15 years ago.
我的太太跟我的小孩15年前我们搬到了就是现在印第安保留区 White Swan 这个地方。
And at that time, most of the children had never heard of Jesus before.
在那个时候，那边的小孩，绝大部分的小孩从来没有听过耶稣基督的名字。
And there was really no Christian presence in the community.
而且在那个他们的社区，他们的环境里面也没有所谓的基督徒。
But we're excited now that we have a very young church. The average age is probably about 9 years old.
所以我们现在呢很兴奋，因为我们现在在那有教会了。那我们的教会里平均年龄是9岁。
And almost all the children know about Jesus now.
而且几乎所有的在那里的小孩都知道耶稣基督。
So we send out buses and vans every Sunday.
所以我们在星期天早上呢，我们就有那个 bus 就送出去。
And they pick up children and teenagers and elderly people who can't drive.
所以我们的那个 bus 就会出去去接小孩，然后青少年，还有一些年纪大的人，就是只要有人他不能开车，我们就把他们接来。
And bring them to church.
我们带他们到教会。
And for the children, it's almost like Christmas morning. Yeah, they're excited.
所以对小孩来讲，那一天呢，就好像是圣诞节的早上，他们非常的兴奋。
They can't wait to come to church.
他们就是很期待的能够到教会。
There's one story. Our bus driver pulled up at a home, and a little boy didn't know what day it was.
所以有一天呢，讲到一个故事。有一天我们的那个bus 就开到了一个小孩家，然后有一个小男孩。那这小男孩他并不知道那天是星期几。
But he looked outside and saw the bus and knew it was Sunday.
所以他往外一看，看到了这个 bus， 他就说：“哦，原来是星期天了。”
And he was so excited that he didn't want to miss the bus.
因为他很兴奋，他不希望错过这个 bus。
So he ran out the door with no clothes on.
所以他就从家里跑出来，完全没有穿衣服。
And I heard a pastor say, when was the last time you were so excited to get to church?
那我想就问那个在教会里面很多牧师就说我们的会众上一次是什么时候这么兴奋的能够到教会来
that you forgot to get dressed.
然后甚至都忘了穿衣服
But it's an exciting place to be on Sunday mornings at our church.
所以在我们教会呢星期天早上是一个让大家很兴奋能够 到那里的一个地方
The Lord is also moving among our teenagers.
所以我们的主呢也在我们的青少年里面做工
And many, many teenagers are coming to learn more about Jesus.
很多青少年也到我们的教会来，能够学习有，就能够学，认识耶稣。
We have youth group on Tuesday nights with about 100 students.
我们有青少年团契，大概是就是在星期二晚上，大概是100个青少年。
And on Thursday night, we have discipleship groups with about 40 teenagers.
然后在星期四晚上我们有那个门徒训练大概有40个青少年。
And so the Lord is raising up young leaders.
所以主呢在印第安这个地方呢他现在在兴起一些年轻的能够负责的人。
We've also been able to start young life in the public schools.
我们也能够在那个在公立学校里面有 young life 这样的一个组织这样一个组织。
And the teachers and the principals and the custodians and the lunch ladies, they're all excited that we come.
Yeah, so 他们这个 Young Life 到学校的时候，学校的校长啊、老师啊，然后他们的里面的在管这个地方的人，还有他们甚至于连午餐的那个在服侍的那些午餐的人都非常的兴奋。
I never thought that would happen.
我一直不知道真的能够做的，我们能够做得到这一点。
We also have a full-time staff that's growing.
我们也有我们的全职的工作人员，然后这个工作人员现在也在越来越多。
When we first came to the reservation, it was just me and Mary and our children.
所以我们刚到印第安保留区的时候呢，只有我，只有 Chris 跟他太太还有他们的小孩。
But now there's 11 full-time staff people.
现在他们有11个全职的工作人员。
Along with their families and 4 part-time staff people.
还有他们的家人也在那里，还有另外还有四个是就是做part time 的。
So Jesus has built a team.
所以耶稣基督在我们那里建了一个群。
To share the love and the truth of Christ with our community.
他在我们那里建了一个团体，让我们能够分享耶稣基督的爱，来到就是在印第安保留区里面分享着耶稣基督的爱。
There's so many more things I would love to share.
其实还有很多东西我想跟大家一起分享。
But I don't want to take too much time.
但是我不想花太多的时间。
But maybe we can visit later.
也许我们下次还可以再来。
I wanted to share a passage with you.
我要跟大家分享一段经文。
From Isaiah chapter 58.
从以赛亚书第47章。
Verses 6 through 12.
第6节到第12节。
And this passage is a cornerstone passage.
这一段经文是讲到房角石。
And all the ministry, everything we do kind of leans on this.
我们所在那里所做的一切工都是根据这个来的。
And so God says, through his prophet to his people, he says, is not this the kind of fasting I've chosen?
所以在神透过他的子民说了这样的话。他说：“我所拣选的禁食，不是要松开凶恶的绳
，to loose the chains of injustice，
解下轭上的锁
，and untie the cords of the yoke，
折断一切的轭
，and set the oppressed free，
使被欺压的得自由
，and break every yoke，
然后把所有的饼分开。
Is it not to share your food with the hungry？”
把你的饼分给饥饿的人
and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter,
然后为漂流的穷人预备一个避难所
when you see the naked to clothe him,
当你看到赤身的你给他衣服
and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood,
所以体恤自己的骨肉
then your light will break forth like the dawn,
所以这样你的光就会像早晨的光
and your healing will quickly appear,
你所得的医治会迅速发明
Then your righteousness will go before you.
你的公义必在你前面行。
And the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard.
耶和华的荣光必作你的后盾。
Then you will call, and the Lord will answer.
那时你求告，耶和华必应允。
You will cry for help, and He will say, "Here am I."
你呼求，他必说，我在这里。
If you do away with the yoke of oppression,
你若从你中间除掉重轭和指责人的指头。
With the pointing finger and malicious talk.
和指责人的指头。
And if you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry,
你心若向饥饿的人发怜悯。
And satisfy the needs of the oppressed,
使困苦的人得满足。
Then your light will rise in the darkness.
你的光就必在黑暗中发现。
And your night will become like the noonday.
你的幽暗并变成正午。
The Lord will guide you always.
耶和华也必时常引领你。
He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land.
在干燥之地使你心满意足。
And will strengthen your frame.
骨头强壮。
You will be like a well-watered garden.
你必像浇灌的园子。
Like a spring whose waters never fail.
又像水流不绝的泉涌。
Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins.
那些出于你的人必修造久已荒废之处。
And raise up the age-old foundations.
你要建造拆毁累代的根基。
You will be called the repairer of broken walls.
你必称为补破口的。
The restorer of streets with dwellings.
和重修路径与人居住的。
That passage and those promises, we try to hold on to every day.
所以这一段经文呢，是我们每一天我们紧紧抓住的一段经文。
The first time I read verse 6,
第一次我读到第六节的时候，
where the Lord says that He wants us to loose the chains of injustice.
所以他告诉我们说，我们要折断那些不公平的轭。
To untie the cords of the yoke.
然后要折断那些不公平的轭，然后要解开那些轭上的锁。
To set the oppressed free.
所以让那些受欺压的得自由。
And to break every yoke.
所以去把所有的轭都把它折断。
I didn't think that verse was for me.
我刚读到这段经文，我觉得这经文不是对我说的。
It sounded like a job for Superman.
他这个工作好像是那个超人的工作。
Or at least for lawyers and judges.
也许是对律师啊，或者是法官他们该做的工作。
Maybe police officers and politicians.
也许是一些政治人物或者是警察该做的。
But I think the Lord knew that people like me would think that.
我想主他知道像我这样的人是会这样子想的。
So he gave us first verse 7.
所以他给了我们第七节。
And he explained what verse 6 means.
所以他解释第六节是什么意思。
He says, "Is it not to share your food with the hungry?"
他就说不是要把你的饼分给穷人吗？
To provide the poor wanderer with shelter.
然后让那些穷人能够有地方住吗？
When you see the naked, to clothe him.
然后把衣服给那些赤身肉体的穿吗？
And not to turn away from your own flesh and blood.
而且能够照顾你自己的骨肉吗？
Verse 6 confused me.
第六节让我觉得有点搞不清楚状况。
And it sounded like a job that was too big for me.
然后那个工作看起来好像就是太大了，是我没办法做的。
Verse 7 is not confusing.
但是第七节它一点都不乱。
But it's really hard.
但是这第七节很难做到。
I remember when I was about 3 years old.
我记得我大概三岁的时候。
My mom explained to me what it meant to share.
我妈妈跟我解释说什么是跟人家分享。
And I didn't like the idea.
我一点都不喜欢。
She said if I had 2 cookies.
她说如果我有两个饼干。
And a friend came to visit.
那我的朋友来的时候。
I should give him one.
我应该给我朋友一个饼干。
And I thought he should get his own cookies.
那我觉得他应该他自己带他的饼干来才对。
And she told me if a friend came, I should share my toys.
那他说我朋友来的时候，我要跟他们分享我的玩具一起玩。
But I didn't like that.
我也不喜欢。
So I understand what it means to share.
我了解分享是什么意思。
But even though I'm all grown up, I still have a hard time.
虽然我现在长大了，但是对我来说还是很难的一件事。
I remember a lady that came to our Bible study before we had a church.
我记得有一个有一位女士，她到我们的查经的时候，就是我们还有还没建教会之前，她到我们的查经里面。
And I'm not even sure she was a Christian yet.
我也不确定她那个时候是不是基督徒。
But at that time, another family's home had burned down.
然后在那个时候呢，有另外一个人，他的家被火烧，整个毁掉了。
And they lost everything they had.
他们失去了所有的一切。
And they didn't have any insurance to get back.
他们也没有保险，也没有办法，也没有人会付他们钱。
So this lady came to me and said she took everything she had.
所以这位女士呢，她来了之后，她把她所有她拥有的。
And she divided it into her favorite things.
然后她放在她喜欢的东西。
And her least favorite things.
还有她不怎么喜欢的东西。
So her favorite clothes.
她最喜欢的衣服。
And least favorite clothes.
她比较不喜欢的衣服。
And favorite dishes.
她喜欢的盘子。
And towels.
毛巾。
Everything.
所有的东西。
And then I thought I knew what she was going to say.
但我想我那时候知道她要说什么。
I thought she was going to take her least favorite things and give them to that family.
所以我想那时候她应该是告诉我说，她不太喜欢的分出来的这一个部分，要给那个房子被烧掉的那个家庭。
But she didn't. She took all of her favorite things.
但是她没有，她把她所喜欢的这一个部分。
And gave them to the family whose home had burned down.
就给了这一个她家里被烧掉的这一个家庭。
Native people where we live.
我们在就是对印第安他的当地人。
Are very generous.
他们非常的慷慨。
And they love to share.
他们很愿意分享。
They love to give.
他们很愿意给予。
And I need to learn a lot about sharing.
那我自己也需要学很多有关于跟人家分享的功课。
So it's not complicated.
所以它并不复杂。
But it's not easy.
但是不简单。
It also says to provide the poor wanderer with shelter.
然后他也提到说，让漂流的穷人接到你家中。
Another version of the Bible.
在圣经有另外一版的另外一个版本。
Says to bring the homeless poor into your home.
他有两个，一个是说为他们预备一个能够一个避难所，另外一个是说把他们接到我们家中来。
So not complicated.
也不是很复杂。
But not easy.
但是不容易做到。
We've brought homeless people into our home now.
我们带一些那个无家可归的人到我们的家里。
And it's kind of scary.
是很恐怖的。
You don't sleep as good.
你睡觉的时候可能也睡得不安稳。
Somebody said the problem with strangers is that they're strange.
有的人说那些陌生人最大的问题呢，就是因为你对他不熟悉。
It also says when you see the naked to clothe them.
也提到就是说，当你看到一个赤身的，你把衣服给他。
And not to turn away from your own flesh and blood.
不要要体恤你自己的骨肉。
I think in the day that Isaiah said this.
我想在以赛亚的那个时代，当他说这些话的时候。
The Israelites that heard him would have been angry.
那些以色列人，当他们听到这些话，他们应该是很生气的。
Because he's saying their people.
因为他说是他们的人。
Are hungry and poor and naked.
因为他说他们的人是饥饿，然后贫穷，还有贫穷。
Poverty.
Poverty. Okay. 然后是就是他们是很穷的。
And he's saying they are your family.
他说他们是你的家人。
They're your flesh and blood.
他们是你的骨肉。
And don't turn away from them.
不要转身。
And I think the Jewish leaders that heard him speak,
我想那时候的犹太人听到他这样说的时候，
would have wanted to say, not my family.
然后我想这些犹太人那时候应该是跟他讲，他说这些不是我的家人。
My family has lots of good food.
我的家人有很多很好的东西可以吃。
My family has a good place to stay.
我的家人有一个很好的地方可以住。
And they have nice clothes.
他们穿很好的衣服。
But Isaiah, really, God, was saying to his people, don't turn away.
所以但是以赛亚在这里呢，他也就是神说的，这是你的人，所以你不应该转身不理他们。
Don't turn away from your neighbors.
不要对你的邻居转身。
Who are in need.
尤其是他们有需要的时候。
And if the people of Israel had stopped to think,
如果以色列人他那时候，如果他们停下来，然后仔细的去思考，
they would remember that one time they didn't have good food.
他们应该也可以想得到，他们曾经也没有食物可以吃。
And they didn't have good homes.
他们也没有家。
And they didn't have good clothes.
他们也没有好的衣服。
They would remember at one time they were oppressed.
他也应该能够记得他们曾经是被欺压的。
When they were slaves in Egypt.
他们曾经是在埃及的奴隶。
And God saying to them,
然后那个时候神对他们说，
When you needed me, I came for you.
当你需要我的时候，我就来到你的面前。
But what about us?
那我们呢？
I've never been to Egypt.
我从来没有到过埃及。
I've never been a slave there.
我也从来没有做过埃及的奴隶。
But I have been a slave.
但是我曾经是一个奴隶。
When I was hungry for the bread of life,
当我当我对生命的粮感到饥渴的时候，
Jesus gave himself for me.
耶稣基督把他自己给了我。
When I had no place to call home,
当我在外面没有任何一个地方我可以称为家的一个地方，
And I was exposed before God's anger,
然后当我是在神的愤怒之下的时候，
Jesus came and covered me.
所以耶稣基督他来了，他遮盖我。
So the prophetGod and God the Father.
所以在这里面提到，我们的天父
are telling us not to forget where we come from.
我们的天父告诉我们说，不要忘了我们是从哪里来的。
We have to remember our own story.
我们要记得我们自己的故事。
We have to remember where we would be without Jesus.
我们也要记得，如果没有耶稣基督，我们在哪里。
When we remember that,
当我们记得这些事的时候，
we want to share His love and His goodness.
我们愿意分享他的爱跟他的良善。
With our neighbors who need help.
对，跟我们的邻居，他们有需要的人，我们跟他们分享这些。
Look at the promises that he gives us in verse 8.
然后我们看看第八节，他给我们的应许是什么。
He says, as we do this,
他说，当我们这么做的时候，
as we love our neighbors,
当我们爱我们的邻舍的时候，
then your light will break forth like the dawn.
那我们的光就好像是早晨的光。
Your healing will quickly appear.
那你的医治能够很快的就发现。
Your righteousness will go before you.
你的公义会走在你的面前。
And the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard.
耶和华的荣光会做你的后盾。
Then you will call and the Lord will answer.
然后当你求告的时候，耶和华他就回答。
You will cry for help and he will say, "Here am I."
当你在呼求要帮忙的时候，他就会告诉你说：“我在这里。”
Now those are six promises.
这是这六个他应许的事。
That probably seems strange to the people Isaiah was speaking to.
他们也许看到这些陌生人，就是以赛亚所提到的这些陌生人。
The promises show us that we're going to need help ourselves.
他的应许告诉我们，我们自己也需要帮助。
If our light is going to break forth like the dawn.
如果我们的光就像早晨出来的光，
We must be in the dark.
代表就是说我们原来应该是在黑暗当中，
In a dark place.
在一个很黑暗的地方，
If our healing will quickly appear.
如果我们的医治能够很快的被发现的话，
It must mean we're injured or sick.
也就代表说我们是受伤，我们是生病的。
If your righteousness will go before you.
如果你的公义会行在你的面前，
There must be danger ahead.
那就代表说有一些危险在我们的前面。
If the glory of the Lord is your rear guard,
如果说我们耶和华的荣光是我们的后盾，
it means someone's trying to get you.
也就是说有人可能要来伤害你。
If you need to call for the Lord for help,
如果你需要对耶和华来呼求帮助，
and cry out to him,
甚至于在呼喊，
it means you're in big trouble.
代表说你可能面对的问题很大。
But notice he promises to be with us.
你们可以注意到这里说，神说他应许我们，他会与我们同在。
As we follow Jesus,
当我们跟随耶稣基督的脚步，
and reach out to our neighbors,
我们能够到我们的朋友当中，
who are hurting,
对那些我们的邻居，他们受伤的这些邻居，
and who are in danger,
有危险的这些邻居，
and are suffering.
还有这些痛苦的这些邻居当中，
Sometimes we get hurt too.
有时候我们自己也受伤害，
And we suffer too.
我们也受痛苦。
But Jesus is there.
但是耶稣基督就在那里。
One thing I really like about verse 8.
有一件事，我很喜欢第八节的中间的一点。
Is this translation says your righteousness will go before you?
就在这个版本的英文版本说，你的公义会走在你的前面。
But the literal translation, the actual translation, is your righteous one.
那真正的翻译是指说，你的公义会得胜。
The righteous one that loves us will go before us.
他说你的 righteous one 就是你的公义，他是指说你的公义的这一位，他爱我们，他在走在我们之前。
And he'll be with us whenever we need him.
然后他会在我们随时需要他的时候，都能够到我们跟我们一起。
The second half of verse 9.
然后第九节的后半段。
Says if you do away with the yoke of oppression.
他提到就是说，你如果从你们中间除掉重轭。
With the pointing finger and malicious talk.
还有指责人的指头。
And if you spend yourself.
如果说你自己这样做。
Or some versions say pour yourself out.
或者是说你把你自己的奉献出来。
On behalf of the hungry.
是因为这些饥饿的人。
And satisfy the needs of the oppressed.
而且让那些被欺压的人能够得满足。
Then your light will rise in the darkness.
然后你的生命呢就会在从黑暗当中出来。
And your night will become like the noonday.
所以你的光呢就是就像是中午的在白天中午的光。
When I think about pointing fingers and malicious talk.
当我想到我们这样指责别人，然后说人家的不对。
I'm ashamed and humbled.
我自己也觉得也很谦卑，因为我觉得我也很丢脸。
I think about how many times I've talked bad about other people.
我就想到我自己有多少次我讲别人的坏话。
I also think about how people talk about Native Americans many times.
然后我也想到一般人是怎么样来讲这些印第安的原住民。
There's a lot of malicious talk about Native Americans.
那这边有很多很不好的指责，对印第安人的指责。
And a lot of pointing fingers.
有很多就是用指责他们不对。
And people say, why don't they just do this?
然后很多人就说，为什么他们不做这样的事情？
Or why don't they just do that?
为什么他们不这么做？
There's no place for malicious talk.
对这些指责的话，他是没有什么地方可以来讲这些话的。
In the family of God.
在神的家里面是没有什么指责别人的话可以讲的。
If anybody could have ever spoken like that,
如果有任何人像这样子来说话的话，
it would be Jesus talking about us.
那就是耶稣基督来指责我们了。
So we need to ask him for help.
所以我们要跟耶稣基督求救。
To love people even if they're not lovable.
去爱人，甚至于这些人是不可爱的人。
It says here this phrase, spend yourself.
他就讲到就是这一个小经文，这个经文讲说把你自己付出来，付出你自己。
Is a very powerful phrase.
是一个非常有能力的一个句子。
Other versions say if you pour yourself out.
在其他的圣经版本是说把自己奉献出来。
And if you think of what does this mean?
那你想一想这句话是什么意思？
It means to take everything you have and everything you are.
所以这句话的意思就是说，把你自己所有的，把你自己的整个人。
And be willing to empty yourself.
你愿意把它全部都放，就全部都付出来。
For the sake of your neighbors.
然后让你自己就是什么都没有，就是为了你的朋友，为了你的邻居。
And for the sake of the kingdom.
也是为了神的国度。
Again, we think about Jesus.
再一次的，当我们想到耶稣基督。
And how Philippians 2 said he poured himself out.
在腓立比书第二章讲到他把他自己给奉献出来了。
How when he went to the cross.
所以他是怎么样的上十字架。
His body was broken.
他的身体是怎么样的破碎。
And his blood was poured out.
他的血是怎么样的流出来。
For you and me.
是为了你，还有为了我。
When we remember that,
当我们记得这些事情的时候，
we're willing to turn to our neighbors.
我们就愿意面对我们的邻居。
And love them in a much smaller way.
可以就是多爱他们一点点。
But in a real way.
但是也是最真实的爱他们的方式。
Many times on the reservation.
很多次在这个印第安保留区。
When native people experience the love of God.
当这些印第安的原住民他们能够感受到从神而来的爱。
Through us and the folks that you send,
就透过在这个 Sacred 还有我们很多去的这些人，
they're curious.
他们就很好奇，
and they want to know the rest of the story.
所以他们就希望能够知道更多有关于耶稣基督的故事。
And then we're able to share the truth of Christ.
所以我们能够把基督的真实跟他们分享。
In the context of the love of Christ.
就是在透过耶稣基督的爱来跟他们分享。
The verse here in verse 10 it says, "If you satisfy the needs of the oppressed."
在第十节提到就是说使困苦的人得满足。
Another version says, "If you satisfy the desire of the afflicted." Same thing.
也是最痛另外一个版本，但是它也是就是对困苦人能够得满足。
If you have ever spent time with someone who's afflicted,
如果你跟那些困苦的人花一些时间跟这困苦的人在一起的时候，
it's not much fun.
其实没什么意思的。
Many times they're not happy.
大部分时候他们都不太快乐。
And they want to tell you why.
然后他们要告诉你为什么他们不快乐。
And you hear lots and lots of sad stories.
然后你就会听到很多很让人难过的一些故事。
And lots of bad news.
还有很多很不好的消息。
And it's hard to take it all in.
所以有时候我们很难去接受这么多的不好的讯息。
And we have to remember Jesus is with us.
但是我们要记得耶稣基督在那个时候是与我们同在。
And because we have the good news,
因为我们有好消息，
we can listen to the bad news.
所以我们可以听他们的坏消息，
and not give up.
而不放弃。
In verse 11,
在第十一节，
it said more promises.
有更多的应许。
The Lord will guide you always.
耶和华必常引导你。
I hold on to that one.
我们就是要紧紧的抓住这句话。
Because most of the time I don't know what I'm doing.
因为很多时候我都不知道我是在做什么。
And I need Him to guide me.
我需要耶和华来指引我的道路。
Living on the reservation.
住在印第安保留区。
And living in that culture.
在那个文化当中，在他们的文化当中居住。
With all the rules they have,
还有他们有很多很多的那个一定他们的该怎么做事的那个
，and the dangers in the community,
还有他们在他们社区里面的危险
，is kind of like walking in a minefield,
就好像你走在那个布满地雷的地上
，so we have to hold on to Jesus,
所以我们必须要紧紧抓住耶稣基督
，to show us each step to take.
然后让他给我们，让我们能够看到我们每一步该走的。
Or we can make a really big mistake.
要不然的话，我们可能会做很多错事。
The next promise says, He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land.
然后在下面一个就是说，他会能够满足在干旱之地使你的心满足。
And you know that where we live is a real desert.
你们知道在那个保留区其实就是一个沙漠地方。
It only rains about 8 inches a year.
它每一年大概只有八英寸这么多的雨量。
So it really is a sun-scorched land.
所以那真的就是一个在阳光很就是干旱之地。
But not just physically.
也不单只是说真实的这个是一个干旱的地方。
It's a sun-scorched place relationally.
也是一个在人与人关系上面的一个干旱之地。
And socially,
或者是说在大家人与人之间的人际关系
and spiritually,
甚至于是说在我们属灵上面
and we need Jesus to satisfy the needs of many, sorry, we need Jesus to satisfy the needs
yeah, 我们需要耶稣基督来满足我们的需要
of many people who are dying of thirst
yeah, 尤其是对那些有很多的人他们是因为他们就是饥渴到要死亡的地步
For the living water.
所以他给了我们活水。
It also says here that he will strengthen your frame.
同时他也提到就是说他会增强你的体力。
I used to be big and strong.
我曾经是很强壮。
I don't feel very strong anymore.
我不再觉得说我很强壮了。
I need the Lord to take care of me.
我需要主来照顾我。
And to give me strength to keep going.
给我力量，所以我能够每天的继续往前走。
Verse 12 is amazing.
第十二节是这节经节。
It's almost too good to be true.
它几乎是好像不能相信这是这么的真实。
But what it says is also mysterious.
也是很神秘的这样一件事情。
It says your people will rebuild the ancient ruins.
那就提到就说你的人会修造很久远已经荒废之地。
And will raise up the age-old foundations.
而且他会重新建立拆毁累代的根基。
And you will be called the repairer of broken walls.
所以你会被称为补破口的。
The restorer of streets with dwellings.
的重修路径的与人居住的。
This one's kind of confusing, like verse 6.
这个就有点像第六节一样，就是有点搞不清楚他在讲什么。
It sounds like it's way too big for anybody.
它这个听起来好像也是这个工作，这个好像也是一个大的一个工作。
But what it's telling us is that little by little,
它告诉我们的是说一点一点的做。
God can use us,
神可以使用我们
to transform our communities,
来把我们的整个社区、整个环境来改造。
The power of the Holy Spirit,
是我们圣灵的能力。
Can move through a town.
可以能够来移动这整个的一个城市。
And change it into what it should have been in the first place.
能够把它改回它原来应该有的样式。
We see glimpses of that now.
我们在这一点上面，我们看到了一点点。
In the town of White Swan.
在 White Swan 这个我们的这个城市里面。
But pray that the Lord would continue to do that.
我们继续的祷告，神会继续在这里做工。
That the community would be rebuilt.
所以这整个社区能够重新再被建立。
And restored.
然后能够重新起来。
And renewed.
而且能够更新。
By the power of God.
是因着神的力量。
And that everybody would give him the glory.
所以每一个人，我们在这每个人都可以把荣耀归给神。
I wanted to close with a story. About the man Wendell.
我在这里我要跟大家在结束之前我跟大家分享 Wendell 就是刚刚在那个 YouTube 影片上的那个人。
Years ago, my wife and two friends and I.
很多年前，我的太太跟我还有另外两个朋友。
Went to a powwow.
我们到那个 powwow 就是印第安他们聚在一起，就是他们的那个像他们的怎么讲他们的聚会 party 一样。
Kind of like a dance competition.
就是有点像他们那个跳舞的比赛。
So the people wear regalia.
所以他们都穿着那印第安传统的服装。
Yeah. And this was when we had first arrived on the reservation.
这是我们刚到那个印第安保留区时候的事情了。
So I didn't know what was going on.
所以我搞不清楚要做什么。
But we just wanted to kind of slip in and see it.
所以我们就想偷偷的进去，然后看看是怎么回事。
And we wanted to be quiet and not noticeable.
所以我们也希望就是说我们能够很安静的偷偷进去，没有人注意到我们。
But we stepped through the door right when a song stopped.
但是我们走进去的时候，正好那个音乐就停下来了。
And all the dancers stopped.
所有跳舞的人全部都停了。
And all the singers stopped.
所有唱歌的人也都停下来了。
And Wendell was the MC.
然后那个 Wendell 他是控制那音响的。
Like the announcer for the powwow.
而且他也是在那边做主持的。
And he already knew us.
他那时候已经认识我们了。
So he took that moment to introduce us to everybody there.
所以他在那个时候呢，就把我们就介绍给在那边所有的人。
And we looked around and realized we were the only white people there.
然后我看了一下，我就发现我们是唯一几个在那边的白人。
So much for slipping in and slipping out.
所以这个就是我们原来的想法，就是这样偷偷跑进去，偷偷跑出来。
But we went and sat down to watch the powwow.
然后我们就坐下来看他们这整个活动。
And the singing and dancing continued.
所以他们呢就继续的唱歌，继续的跳舞。
But after one more song, Wendell stopped everything.
然后又多了一首唱了一首歌之后，他又把所有的东西都停下来了。
And he went out into the middle of the dance floor.
所以他就到了那个跳舞的中间。
And he put down 4 blankets.
然后他就放了4个毯子。
Very nice blankets, Pendleton blankets.
他有四个。
Very expensive blankets.
我不知道是哪一种毯子，但是很贵的很好的毯子，就放了4个在地上。
Which is one of the most special gifts a native person can give.
也就是说，他们那个是属于一个很特殊的礼物，就是任何一个原住民他们能够给你的最特殊的一个礼物。
When a native person gives you a blanket,
当一个原住民就印第安人他给你他们礼物的时候，
you're supposed to remember they're always praying for you.
你应该是要记，就是你应该知道他们随时都是在为你祷告。
And they're praying that you would be wrapped in warmth.
他们祷告你会因为这个毯子，所以你能够得到温暖。
And that you would live a long life.
你会活得很长久。
That's healthy.
而且会很健康。
And comfortable.
然后很舒适。
And safe.
而且很安全。
So Wendell put these special blankets on the floor.
So Wendell 他就把这四个毯子就放在地上。
And he called out a famous dancer.
所以他就让就叫了他们里面最有名的一个跳舞的人舞者出来。
And he was an older man, maybe almost 80.
那这个人呢，他是一个年纪很大，大概80岁。
But could still dance.
但是他还是能够跳舞。
Way better than me.
Be Chris 厉害。
And so he called the old man out.
所以 Wendell 就叫了这个长者出来了。
And then me.
然后也叫了 Chris 出来。
And then Mary.
还有他太太 Mary.
And then one of our friends.
还有他的另外一个朋友。
It was Chuck, who's our youth director.
Chuck 是他们的青少年的负责人。
But it was before any of us knew he was going to come to work with us.
但是 Chuck 那个时候呢，还没有参加他们的这个事工。
And Wendell told the drummers to sing and play.
所以他就叫这些打鼓的人呢，然后就开始唱歌，然后跳舞。
And he told the old man to dance around the blankets.
所以他就让这个很会跳舞的这个长者呢，就在那个毯子，就要绕着毯子跳舞。
And he told us to do what he did.
然后他叫我跟着他跳。
And I'm not a good dancer.
我不是一个很好的舞者。
So the old man kept laughing at me.
所以那个很会跳舞的那就一直在嘲笑我。
And he would do other dances.
然后他
like disco.
然后他就会说像那个 disco 那样子的跳那样子的舞。
Or the moonwalk.
或者是那个就是走的那个 moonwalk， 就是那个
Like、Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson 就是那个一动一动的那个一动一停的那个舞。
But I couldn't do any of them.
但我什么都没办法跳。
So he went back to the traditional dance.
所以他又回到他们的传统舞蹈。
And when the dancing was over,
当他们跳完舞的时候，
Wendell told each of us to take a blanket.
然后 Wendell 就告诉我们说，你们每个人拿起一个毯子。
And then the powwow continued.
然后他们这个活动就继续。
Well, weeks later, Wendell asked me.
然后几个星期之后 ，Wendell 就问他。
He said, "Did you know what that was about?"
他说：“你知道你们那天参加 Powwow 的意思是什么吗
？”I said, "No, tell me."
然后 Chris 说：“我不知道，你告诉我吧。
”He said, "That's what you and your people are doing."
他说：“这就是你跟你们来的人所在我们当中做的。
”He said, "You're dancing around our land."
就好像你们在我们的土地上在跳舞。
And you're lifting the sorrows and the burdens off of our people.
你把我们的痛苦，把我们的一些悲伤从我们身上移开来。
Just like you lifted those blankets off the floor.
就好像你把那个毯子从地上拿起来。
And again, I tell you that story.
我之所以跟你们分享这个故事。
Because you've been helping us do that.
因为你们也帮我们在做同样的事。
And thank you for praying for us.
谢谢你们为我们祷告。
And thank you for having us come visit.
谢谢你让我们能够来到你们当中。
And thank you for sending your people to work with us.
也谢谢你把你们教会的人送到我们当中来跟我们一起工作。
And pray that we'll continue.
为我们祷告，我们能够继续这样的事工。
To dance to the music of the gospel.
所以我们能够跳着这个福音的舞。
And to lift the sorrows and burdens off of the people.
所以能够把痛苦跟悲伤从人们当中移开来。
and that they would come to Jesus,
所以他们能够来到耶稣基督,
who is the living water,
也就是我们的活水。
Thank you. Let's pray.
谢谢，我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, when we hear what you tell us to do,
主耶稣，当你告诉我们要做什么的时候,
when we hear what you mean when you say love our neighbors,
当我们听到我们 你跟我们讲要爱我们的邻舍是什么意思的时候，
Sometimes it seems confusing,
有时候好像不是很清楚，
but mostly it's just scary.
但是绝大部分时候我们只是害怕。
Many of us don't like to share.
我们当中很多人都不愿意去分享。
And we need you to change us.
我们需要你来改变我们。
Many of us don't like to offer a place in our home.
有我们当中有很多人不愿意把我们自己的家能够奉献出来
to someone we don't know,
给那些我们不认识的人
or to give our clothes,
或者是把我们的衣服
to someone who needs them,
给那些需要的人
we are tempted to turn away from our own flesh and blood,
我们常常很想要从我们的骨肉当中转身不去帮助他们
because we forget who we are,
因为我们忘记我们自己是谁。
We forget where we were when you came for us.
我们也忘记我们是在哪里。当你来到我们当你到我们的时候，我们也忘记了我们是谁，是在哪里。
We forget what you've done for us.
我们也忘记了你为我们所做的一切。
That your body was broken so we could be healed.
因为你的身体破碎，所以我们能够被医治。
That you took the punishment we deserved.
你因为我们所应该得到的惩罚，你反而受了惩罚。
Not just so we could come into your home.
所以这不单只是为了我们能够到你的家
but so we could come into your family,
而是我们能够成为你家里的一份子
and even into your heart,
甚至于到了你的心里
Lord, help us to have courage,
主啊，帮助我们有这样的勇气
help us to trust you for guidance,
帮助我们能够信任你所的带领
help us to trust you to satisfy our needs,
能够让我们能够相信你，能够满足我们的需要。
And to give us strength,
能够给我们力量。
So that we would be like a well-watered garden.
所以我们也能够像是一个浇灌水的园子。
And so that all of our neighbors would find life and hope.
所以我们的邻舍也都能够在当中发现生命，发现希望。
That only you can give.
这个是唯这只。是只有你能够给的
through us,
透过我们给出来的
without you we'll never do it,
没有你我们什么都做不了
help us to fix our eyes on you,
帮助我们能够定睛在你身上
and to love you with all of our hearts,
能够爱你用我们全心来爱你
and to love our neighbors as much as we love ourselves,
能够爱我们的邻舍如爱我们自己
in your name we pray,
我们祷告
Amen.
耶稣基督的名 Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.